traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Great Homer place. Argues with Stewie over a parking spot.
Yellow man, I parked here first. My tricycle gets the right of way, so I think you should take your stuff back to Springfield.
Yes, well, Stewie, we've talked about this. Homer J. Simpson has the spot.
Yeah, my head feels like it's being knocked back and forth between a refrigerator and a brick wall. Like my head's here at the brick wall, refrigerator, smash, 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 over and over again, dude. Or like Summer Rae just keeps sitting on my head. Drop, 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 right into the fucking ground, bro.
All right. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention to that. Did he say something funny?
Yeah, you can probably just start the episode, I would say.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. If you're not subscribed, please hit that button for us. Yo, big, big episode today. What's good? What's good, guys? Challenger Games?
Are we actually going right now?
Challenger Games happened a while ago. Yeah. We're going.
We're in it.
Wait, the Challenger Games?
Welcome back to the Maverick House. As you guys know, Spencer moved out. He didn't tell us. He just moved out.
I just dipped, dude.
I asked him what it's like living with Angel now, his girlfriend. Because you're maturing. You're a growing boy.
Yeah, dude, I'm 26.
And I asked you, do you guys still talk?
Yeah.
Still?
I mean, yeah, we still talk.
Okay. And there's no signs of like, whoa, I hate this girl.
Not yet. But, you know, it's like, it's first week. You know, the crazy stuff could be coming out anytime
now.
It's already too much.
It's already too much. No. I'm going to address it right fucking now. Okay. I gave Dylan the soundboard. I usually hit 2 notes per episode. He already hit 2 in the first 5 fucking seconds.
Yeah.
You relax. Okay.
It is a lot.
Take it easy.
It is a lot.
Get out of your fucking
I want to let you know when is the word I'll use. Y'all break up.
Oh, okay. All right. You're sick. You're twisted.
I just want to let you know you got a spot in the house, bro. Like, you can go. I swear to God.
Wait, does he, though?
Yeah, I appreciate the kind gesture.
We'll kick Andre out in a second, bro.
Really?
Yeah, we'll go back to the closet downstairs.
Were you sad when you came home and I was gone?
Bro, Mike goes, yeah, how about that Spencer? I'm like, how about him? Cool guy. He's like, he's gone. It's completely gone.
Yo, you know what would be a cool exercise?
But we talked about it, though.
The elliptical, bro. Yeah, we know you love it.
No, moved on to rumble boxing and other shit.
You do rumble boxing?
Yeah, because I'm fucking sober 3 months, dude.
Hey, Mike texted me. He goes, yo, you should come to a rumble boxing class with me.
It's dope as hell.
Well, also, like, I laughed in your face. Bro, it's not real boxing.
No one said it was. Here, bro. What do you mean it's not real boxing?
Why would I go?
What female invited you to that?
It was actually a dude. I was in New York City. Shout out Rumble Boxing for having me at your class. It was amazing. It was 10 rounds of very intense training with weight and then boxing. And you're doing sit-ups, punch the bag. Yeah, man, I didn't face a competitor, dude. So it was a real boxing.
I literally cannot.
All right, Dylan.
Fucking take it away
That was actually a decent one, though.
Yo, you know what would be a cool exercise? If we address comments from the video we shot earlier today, even though we don't know what those comments are going to be yet. Like, because we shot the one earlier, it's not out yet, but you know there's going to be some comments.
If y'all saw our last episode, we had a lot to say about a lot of things.
Yeah.
You should really watch it. I spilled some tea.
Major tea.
Mike, it was a good idea, but until it was just a bad idea.
I knew you were going to say that. Like, some YouTube girl called me out on her show. This is the first time I've had a YouTuber call me
some
out.
Some YouTube beef?
I'm not going to mention her name. I don't want to say irrelevant. She's fucking irrelevant.
Hey, Harry, old buddy, old pal.
I'm so sorry. That's my bad. No, come back. That was my bad.
Are you fucking?
Bro, when I get a call, it connects
hurry
to my computer.
Because
I have our guest videos queued up, bro.
Who was that?
Oh, okay. He was an impressionist, okay. You know, so.
So I was in this video, some girl who DM'd YouTubers, and in it she said, like, basically she hates me. And so, like, it was like...
Did it hurt your feelings?
Not... To be honest with you, if it was, like, a different creator, it might have. Because, you know, you've said in
the
past...
She said when Mike talks, it's like, what is, like, nails on a chalkboard?
Yeah,
or
but
something.
She didn't use those words. She said she hated it or whatever. But
a lot of people agree with her.
Yeah, but only the, like, loser people. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I've like, remember I said on the episode, like Jordy reached out. Austin reached out. Like all the big creators reached out. They're like,
I'm joking, bro.
I'll fuck with you.
Yeah, man, your voice is nice. Your voice is nice. Yeah.
I agree, bro. Years of drug.
It's really formed my voice perfectly for a podcast. Yeah. It's the East Coast coming out of me. Hey, welcome back to Impulsive.
Hey, guys, we got a sponsor today. We've done it before. And I'm just going to say, if you like sex, you love BlueChew.com. BlueChew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom because everyone likes to go a little extra longer, last a little few more rounds. BlueChew.com, you can get the first chewables with the active ingredients, sildenafil or tadalafil.
I think you should give those another shot.
It's the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. I don't think I'm actually going to say it again.
Science.
But they work faster than pills, up to twice as fast. Again, these are chewables. They can be taken on a full or empty stomach, and the online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than those other two. Viagra and Cialis, of course. It only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated person. And yeah, man, I still have yet to give it a shot myself, but I'm
really
my curiosity is peaked.
Yeah.
Red season. Here's a great deal for you guys. Go to BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code. You fuckers didn't write the promo code on the sheet. Bro.
No, just when you use the promo code. We aren't gonna
What's the fucking
what
promo code?
What is it, dog?
It's literally just a blank space on it. You left me to die.
No, but there's a blank space and a period.
What is it? I get one of these. He goes,
Can we make up the promo code? We're going to drop
the promo code in the description under this episode. The promo code's in the description on this shit.
Just pay $5 shipping. That's BLUECHU.com. Promo code. Again, there's a blank fucking
space. It's in the description.
Yo, take me out to dinner before you fuck me next time, Brad. But and use Bluetooth when you do it.
I was going to say, if you're going to fuck him.
Red season.
You know, I've been thinking about that Blue Chew stuff because a lot of times I'll be at the club chewing like Eclipse.
Oh, that makes sense. Promo code Logan.
Oh, that's simple enough.
All right. Our guest today has made a name for himself on social media as one of the best impressionists and voiceover artists, even catching Will Smith's eye recently. We go way back. We go way back to the Vine days. You guys have seen this, man. Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Voice, Vincent Marcus.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show, bro. Man, you're oddly close to Spencer. Do you mind if I move this?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Other way, no problem.
Okay.
So how are you, man?
Good, man.
First time meeting you. And you are the impression master.
Yes.
Like you are. You are the guy on...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The internet. Your videos have gone viral. You can do how many voices?
I don't have a number per se, but I'm always working on stuff. Maybe, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 solid ones, maybe.
All right. So, I mean, let's cut the shit. Like, if there's a celebrity you could become right now to impersonate, who would it be and what do you got? What do you got for us?
I mean, I'd probably do Eminem for sure. Shit. Like old school Eminem. Like old school Eminem talks like this all day long. Scar and kill, bar and grill. But then like, you know, now he's like doing spoken word poetry.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? So it's like, that's what I'd be.
Damn, bro. That was awesome. Yeah. What have you seen a Chris D'Elia's impersonation of Eminem?
Yeah, I saw that.
Driving in
classic.
Four tours and a Porsche floorboards.
Yeah. Dude, that's so crazy how we got featured on that shit, dude. Like,
yeah.
Like, I wonder what's like Eminem was like, yo, Chris. Hey, I need you for a song, dog. He's like, yeah, for sure, bro. For sure. Like, I'm down. Like, all day, bro.
Bro, you do Chris D'Elia? Damn. Yeah,
of course, bro. Like, hey, also, hey, you know, hey, bro. Hey, don't tweet that, bro. You know, hey. That's it.
That is Chris D'Elia.
He'll take like 5 minutes for him to tell a story or like to make a point.
Have you seen his stand up?
I have. It's good.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's it?
Yeah, it's good.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
I'm obsessed, bro.
Yeah, like, it's great.
I've gone to, he's invited me to like 3 of his shows. I went to all 3. I bring a date. It's a great date spot. Is that your girl, by the way?
Yeah, it's my girl.
Okay, great. Hey, congratulations on dating this guy, Vincent.
What's up, baby?
Good stuff.
I love you, girl.
What's your favorite impression of his?
I love his James Charles impression.
James Charles? You do a James Charles impression?
Yeah. So I'm actually working on a video coming out. It's called YouTuber Impressions. So I'm working on like trying to get YouTuber impressions. I haven't really kind of go. Yeah.
So it's like, hi sisters, how are you? Just James Charles here. Just want to say hi and make sure you check out Sugar Bear Hair.
I mean, wow.
But so he has 2 different kinds of, or like he,
Sugar
he's
Bear.
Like, hi guys, it's James Charles. Yeah, just want to say hi. He always does this with his hands and then he's always like, when he's like on his story, he's like, okay guys, just want to say hi real quick. James Charles, it's coming. It's very whispery.
Sounds like ASMR.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when he's like, I wrote it on his story, he's like, yeah, guys, just want to say hi. I'm so grateful for you guys.
How many hours of James Charles content have you watched? Psychoanalyzing his voice.
You know, the crazy part is, dude, I don't actually like sit there and be like, okay, he does this with his mouth. He does this with his eyes. It's God-given talent, dog.
That's Logan Paul. Shit. Was that Logan Paul?
Yeah,
that
no. LP? What do you mean? Yeah, the facial.
Bro. It's like he just wants to. That's it.
I'm always looking for a fight.
Yeah. Like, he just smells something bad or he's like going to punch somebody.
So when the fuck do I do that?
Occasionally.
When do I do that?
Okay. He's like, bro, I don't do that.
Are you like. All right, yeah, that's an impulsive chain. It's $100,000. Yeah.
Really? I think it's $100,000.
I feel like this would be $100,000 chain just sitting here.
Yeah. So you are analyzing the people that you're impersonating. So then how can you nail down not only their voice, but like the little intonations that they do? And also, like, I'm assuming you're really observant of micro expressions.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. So it started when I was a kid, dude. I used to do impressions of my teachers. And then I knew I was good at it when my other teachers would find out that I did impressions, and then they'd ask me to do the impression of the teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were on board.
Yeah. So, as far as that goes, like I've always been hyper aware of just like people's mannerisms and things like that. Just like any little micro, what did you call it? Micro expressions. Yeah. I've been super aware of that.
You said intonations.
I heard it.
I just looked it up, bro.
I think intonation is with language, right? Like a rising intonation.
The
and
rise
like
and fall of the voice and speaking.
Great job. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like if you're asking a question, it still is like this. It's a rising intonation.
Yeah.
Got it.
But little things people do with the way they say some words sometimes. And like micro expressions are actually a super useful thing to observe in people to register how they're feeling, their energy, whether they're comfortable or not. Like,
sure.
Like you use the word hyper aware.
Yeah.
And that's
so like I always know when my girlfriend's upset. Like I always know.
Is it?
Or like
how
I'm
often? She looks pretty happy.
Or I'm always know like something wrong. She go. Like, I always know the micro expressions, dude. You know.
And there's a lot of body language stuff that you can tell.
But she's not always upset. She's not always upset.
She doesn't look like bubbly. She'd ever be upset by anything.
Babe, put that down. Put that down.
Do you ever get upset with Vincent?
Yeah. Yes. Like, fuck yeah.
Why? What? What could this sweet man do to upset you?
Just life,
I
bro.
Got you.
Some sort of tension,
yeah.
You're hot.
She has to tell you to work hard?
No, what?
Seems like a fight.
I mean, this is our first.
We'll talk in the car. Let's talk right here. After I get my work done, we'll talk in the car.
Wait,
the irony.
Wait, speaking of which, can you do a Ray Diaz impression? I'm so sorry.
Here it is.
No, oh shit, he's got fucking
he's handcuffed.
My segues have always been something of a scientific nature. Yeah.
But no, I'm working on YouTuber impressions. Like James Charles, I'm trying to do Keemstar. It's a little like,
My God, guys, Alyssa Violet and FaZe Banks have broken up. Oh my God.
It's just very like,
Can you
roll it? Roll it. Oh, bro, God, Logan Paul is canceled.
It's just like this.
I love this.
It's very close to, that throat is still very close to like Alex Jones. So like,
oh yes,
Alex Jones here, Infowars.com, folks. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh yeah,
nice.
I know you had him on.
I know. Yeah, he's from Texas, so he has that like twang.
Yeah.
He's got the twang.
Can you do James Charles impressions in this hypersensitive social climate?
Oh, that's a great question.
Like, are you able to do that, or will you get shit canned?
I've done it on Instagram. I've done it on Twitter. I don't have a hate in my heart. It's all about intent, right? So if I'm doing it. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I don't like him. Because he's gay or whatever. That's fucked up. But if I'm doing it because that's just how he talks, then that's it. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you something. Sure. If I went in, even with that mentality, do you think the result would be the same?
No.
Fucked up.
It is that's fucked up. Fact. And I agree with that. It is fucked up. I agree.
Anything else?
I think that's it, man. No, but like, it's true. Hypersensitivity today, dude, it's I've gotten called racist because of the accents I do.
For sure.
Or like everything. It's like, oh, you're so racist. Oh, that's prejudice. I'm unfollowing you just because of the voices that I've done or the things that I've attempted that's like culturally based. But it's like...
Anything that's like been notably more controversial than the rest?
I'm not really. I mean, I did an Indian accent one time. But now there's all this stuff coming out about how Indian accents are, you can't do an Indian accent because it's racist. But I used to do one on Vine back in the day. So, and I got shit for it. So
that's so interesting. Weird, that is so interesting.
So weird.
Because like, it's like, I know. See, okay. So here's what happened. When I get a call.
Do you want to take it?
No, because the last one weird was from B Hills. This one just says W Hollywood.
The W.
It's true. I see it.
Do you think they're trying to get you back on that 10K?
Oh, maybe, bro. I'm pretty sure they're happy I left.
Okay.
But I was going to ask this. So like,
you should let me take it in a voice.
Couldn't be.
Oh, do it.
I don't. I
answer it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello.
You're receiving this call because of.
Come on.
Fuckers.
What a fucking machine.
Kind of bullshit.
She gets credit. She gets, my girlfriend gets spam calls all the time saying, like, oh, we went to find you, get your credit card information. Your social security card has been hacked. So we need to, like, and it's legit. Like, that's legit. Yeah, oh, I just did an Indian accent, right? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, you had a great run. And thanks for coming on our show, but please leave before we all get
canceled.
Thank you.
I'm Vincent Marcus. Not going to be renewed for a second season because your boy's canceled.
Right? Your boy's canceled. Have you ever done apologies yet?
No. Fuck no.
So
can you impersonate my apology video? Have you seen it?
I saw it a long ass time ago, dude.
You don't have to.
I'll just give you one line.
Hold on. I got it. Ready? Got it. I'm so sorry that if those of you who are defending me don't. I think I got it.
That was pretty close. Yeah. You were missing one line. One line.
The most notable line of them all.
I didn't pay attention too much to that.
I've made a severe and continuous lapse in judgment.
Wow. That's the verbiage. Okay. You got to say it like
that. Okay. I'm not going to make you do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll go research that video.
No.
I was going to say, I don't think I should even.
I like how you sprayed the water on your face.
That was dope.
Comedic effect.
I was going to ask. So comedians get a pass, I feel like, a bit with what they say as far as shock value goes. They can't say everything.
No.
But they do get you say you've seen Chris D'Elia stand up. I've been in, at the Improv or any of the Laugh Factory, any of the comic stores here in LA, and they'll say words that like you can't say
anymore.
Can't say anymore. And no one's filming, right? Because they take your phones before you go in.
And that's the difference because it's a live act. It live and dies on stage, right? So if people go there late at night in a club, and they see an act, it lives and dies there. The people that put it online, it can be misinterpreted, right?
So context, all that
yeah,
shit.
Exactly. Yeah. So like if you're in a club and you see that and you're like, okay, well, I'm gonna let that just live and die there. But if it's online, anyone can interpret it however they want. You know what I mean? So that's the difference, I think.
Some of the stuff does make it out though. There was that thing with X recently, that comedian who made fun of ex's death, and she got fucking slammed. And by the way, rightfully so. Like that irked me. There was Louis C.K. had his whole has had his whole.
You know what he's talking about?
That's the funniest clip I've ever seen.
I watched it like 50 times.
No, I don't think it's the one you're talking about, bro.
The sucking dick thing?
No, it's not. He got Me Too and got canceled and all the above. And then he came back and did his first like
stand-up
routine.
I saw that.
And he said something.
I said he was talking about the he did something about the shooting in Florida.
Right?
And he was like, he's like, just because you're a child doesn't mean I have to listen to you. You don't talk about guns. Get the fuck out. And he's basically saying that they don't know about it, or they discredit him in a
super out of touch. It was almost like his while he was canceled, he didn't pay attention to anything, and then he came back and still made Louis C.K.
jokes.
Well,
I mean, like, are guys like him really ever in touch? Like they live in their own world, and so like they're not gonna come back from some fake canceling. Like, you think he gives a fuck if he's canceled? Comedians don't care if they're canceled.
I think Louis C.K. had a movie coming out, right?
Yeah, yeah. That much money? Oh, really?
Yeah, he got canned, bro.
Yeah.
He probably cares a little bit.
Enough money to survive, but yeah, comedians do care, because if they get canned and they're smaller than.
But the root of this question is, I'm wondering if impressionists get a similar pass. I would like maybe I'm like way optimistic, but I would assume that you get a pass to do whatever voice you goddamn please because you're an impressionist.
I also do a pass to do whatever voice I goddamn well please because I am a person of color.
Oh, really? Oh. Are you really? What's the...
So I'm half white, half Mexican.
Congratulations. That keeps you well protected.
That's
amazing.
And it's weird saying that out loud, right? Because it's almost like, oh, I can say things that you guys can't, but that's kind of fucked up, right?
How much do you have to be like, can I get like, because I'm like 5% or something, can I get like...
I think it's 50, bro.
I think it is?
I think it has to. You have to be at least 50%.
And then you could go straight to like the race jokes.
Yeah. I've seen...
Well, it's interesting because like one of my buddies, we were hanging out and we were talking, who's black dude, and my buddy Rye, and we were like hanging out and he goes, yeah, we're just talking about saying the N-word or whatever. I'm not casually conversating. Yeah, I'm just talking about saying it, right?
It's a conversation.
Yeah, it is. We were just inquiring about my buddy, and he was just like, oh yeah, Vincent, you can say it. You're good, man. I was like,
wait, really?
I was like, why? He's like, not white, dude. I was like, but doesn't that, I had questions. I just didn't know how to say. I was like, I don't have a pass, nor do I want a pass.
I know.
But like, it's just like, oh no, you're good. You can say it. When you say it, just own it though. I'm like, I don't want to. Now, no, poor choice of words, by the way.
I know you did not. I know.
Just poor choice.
I know you did not take that check to the bank.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine you walking out of that conversation, like out to Compton and shit. And you're like, what's fucking good? And
Hey, friends.
No. Because you do not stand out as like this overly like Spanish dude or Hispanic dude. You look pretty much like an Abercrombie model.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? Thank you.
Of course, man.
That's what I wake up thinking every day, is I look like an Abercrombie model.
Or the final boss at the kiosks at the mall.
Oh, the mall. You've seen that one? That meme? Show them. Pull it up.
I think on the flip side of the argument, you know, for people who have been through, for cultures and ethnicities have been through so much.
Sure.
You know, it does, I think it is kind of like a, I don't know if pride is the right word, but they don't want other people to joke about the things that they feel like it's their joke to tell, which I can see from that perspective. What do you guys think? That's good. That's good. I didn't think it was worth thinking.
Well, that is, no.
I was busy looking up Vincent online, bro.
Thanks, Dylan.
We found you.
A-hole.
No, but he...
That's good. I'm gonna
jump in with Spencer on it too, though, because that is the common argument,
like,
you know?
I like that.
That's Vincent Marcus, bro.
I just need some fillers, dude, and some... Wow.
Hey,
I wouldn't be mad to be that guy. That's a cool looking dude.
Yo, you lost weight.
I did.
I saw you at the Challenger Games. I recognize you only because your face, which I guess is how most people recognize.
I recognize you because your face.
But your face looks slimmer, bro.
Bro, I was a little round. I was a little.
How round?
Pudgesicle, bro. I don't know. I was like 220, and
Oh damn.
Yeah, 210, 220 in my fatter days, and then now 185.
180, right?
185.
How tall are you?
Six.
Oh, damn, you're sleeping.
Seven with my hair?
What were you eating back then to bulk up?
Oh, what shit food was I eating to get fat?
Yeah.
Oh, pizza, like anything, no limits. Okay. And then I moved to LA and just like
no
I became
limit, he a fucking soldier.
Yeah. And you got any like specific things? Not pizza, not fat. Like, come on, give me one thing where Hannah was like, yo, it's Hannah, right?
It's almost like
where Anna was like, hey, listen, fat ass, enough with the fucking cinnamon toast crunch.
No, she, I mean, did you have anything to do with this? My weight loss? Or it was all me?
I think we were both going down a fat path.
Yeah, we were both going down a fat path.
Fat path. I thought she said bad, but she said fat. Paths, yeah.
So, no, I just changed it up when I was like, okay, getting my metabolism slower a little bit. I'm like, all right, I gotta lose some pounds. So I just switched up the diet, you know, as any responsible adult should. You know,
shit was hash browns.
Hash browns?
I love hash
browns. Oh, you wanted specificity. Pepperoni pizza, bro.
You want to know how fat I was? I named my LLC, which is still running right now, as you guys know the name of it.
Yeah, we get hash brown.
Hash brown media. The name of my media that's right. company.
Yeah, we got a check to the house and it said hash brown media.
No one knew what it was.
I named my first LLC after my favorite fat boy food. Nice. Like, what the fuck
it's
is
incredible.
Good, the logo is like eggs and a hash brown on a plate.
Yeah, dude. I, when I first met her, she would FaceTime me and I would be ordering pizza. She's like, what are you eating for pizza? What are you for dinner? Pizza. She was like, oh. Gross, you know.
Wait, where are you from originally?
I'm from El Paso, Texas, actually.
Oh, shout out El Paso.
Yeah.
What's been going on? Have you had any communication with like people down there? Was anybody close? Like,
dude. Okay, so I went to high school in Burgess High School. Shout out Mustangs.
Let's go.
That was a horse.
It's a horse.
That was great.
Yeah. So I went to Burgess High School, and there was a mall called Syllabus Mall. High school mall shooting. Wow. It was in a mile of each other, bro. It was the mall I thought I used to go to all the time.
Do you know about the lot that they're talking, that everybody's been talking about? There's been this lot that they've all been going to, like the survivors.
So my middle school.
Really?
My middle
school. And they just lined it with flowers. There was a whole article in New York Times about the lot.
I'm not sure about the lot, but I know that people were diverted to my old middle school, which is MacArthur Middle School, for to get reunited with their families and things like that. So yeah, my dad's a police officer. He was like one of the first people on the scene. He said it was the most disturbing thing he's seen in 30 years, bro.
I'm sure.
It was horrific, bro. We were at Lollapalooza, dude. I got the news and I was like, you can ask her. I just fell to the floor. I was just like, I didn't know how to feel, man. It was crazy.
Did you say anything on social media about it?
It was kind of shitty, but no, I haven't really addressed it. Yeah, I said on Twitter, but not on my Instagram. I was doing a work for Lollapalooza, so I was like contractually bound to post.
Oh no, that is shitty. Yeah,
so like
yeah.
I was while this was happening, I was like, guys, I'm here at Lollapalooza.
Oh, fuck.
But then I get messages from my friends like, dude, your city's hurting. What are you doing? And I'm like,
rocking out to the white stripes.
Yeah, I'm working out right now. You know, I'm working right now. I can't stop because of and if I do, they win. You know, so. But no, I still haven't really addressed it. I haven't really known how to.
Obviously.
I feel tough. So weird. Like the past, like even now, like it's kind of gone away, but it's just, I haven't even been back home yet. And if I have, once I go there, I'm pretty sure it's going to be, it's pretty rough.
I would say like El Paso, our thoughts and prayers with you, but I think they've got enough of those from the politicians. Yeah, and so I'm not going to offer any more thoughts and prayers, but yeah, fucking terrible, dude.
Yeah.
Terrible.
The good thing about Paso, they're pretty strong, man. They come together pretty well. For sure.
So do you have any thoughts on like what we can do to prevent these kind of things?
Oh boy. He
open the can.
Dude, I don't know, man. Like, cause on one side you got like, we need to take them all away now. Right. And then there's another side that's like, well, you know, but there's responsible gun owners and they're in farms. And how am I going to take, they're going to take my rifle away? No. Like they have
rifle. Rifle.
They're going to take my rifle away. I'm a good citizen. I don't. And so like pleasing both sides is, I don't know how to even begin to start doing that.
I made a tweet about it right after it happened. And I said, it would be sweet, and I don't want to put it just on the current administration or the last one or whatever, but it would be awesome if like we could get some answers from the damn leadership on this shit. Like, why are we having the conversation about it? Sure. Like, it's great that we're talking about it. Don't get me wrong, but like when people are like, well, you got a problem with all these shootings going on. What do you think you're going to do about it? And I'm like, I'm a fucking podcast host, dude. I don't have to do shit. All I have to do is pay my fucking taxes and hang out, dude, and go on the show and make people laugh. But like, I would be nice if we can get a fucking answer from somebody, like somebody that was like, I don't know, voted in office or some shit to fix problems. I said, when things go wrong in a business, the CEO gets the axe because they couldn't solve it. And it always boils up to leadership when things go wrong. And so like, yo, in my eyes, I'm looking at the leadership and people are going to say, well, where was this tenacity when Obama was in office? I don't know. Maybe I didn't have this voice then, but my voice right now says, yo, can we get some answers from somebody out there? Like,
well, my thing is what can they do though?
There's no answer argument. And that's whack as fuck.
And
dude.
So like, it's weird because like because people say, well, it's not the gun, it's the person holding the gun. Well, I get that to a certain extent, but there are the types of guns, right? There's like the types of guns that are the high capacity.
Yeah. We talked about this with Gun Girl, which I think we all were kind of on the same page. Like, do we need these things in circulation?
No, of course not.
You know, yeah. I think the regulations help.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
My last note is just once again, like, I just wish we could see, like, I don't want to talk about what the answer is anymore. I just want someone to fucking solve it, dude.
Sure.
Like, figure it out. Like, when we have a major loss in a business, they're like, all right, well, we got to tweak these things right now. And then you see this happen.
You see the change,
like,
right?
Like, where is that? Why is no one solving the problem?
It's interesting, though, to see. It's almost like America's going through this identity crisis right now because for so long we've pinned it on other races, right? And other, like, terrorists. And now we're starting to see white people are the ones committing these crimes.
So that's not totally true. Brendan Schaub said that on Joe Rogan's podcast, and then I saw Brendan posted a thing on his Instagram and said, "Hey, I said this on Joe's podcast that only white people are doing it." And then he put an image of
all the mass shooters.
Yeah. And it's diverse.
But were the past two white, both white? Or is
there's been several this year. Yeah. So I think it's shifting. You know, it's becoming this thing where it's us now, and whether it's not. Yeah. People outside of us. So I think it is causing us to look at our way of life.
And since it was motivated by race as well. I mean, the guy who shot up El Paso he was like, I'm going to go kill some Mexicans. So that's like, okay, well, there's some race behind that. Yeah.
And then the guy in Ohio, right? Sorry. Is that the opposite end. He was a liberal shooter.
He was a leftist for sure. Right.
And so, but either way, argument aside on what the race is, it is all homegrown. Like, these are American citizens that are just mowing down. Like, and so every time there's a border conversation or ISIS conversation, it's crazy to know that we're mowing each other down at a faster rate than fucking the terrorists, bro, or the illegal immigrants. Mm. So it's like, it's.
Well, they did shut down the chat group, 8chan, right?
Yeah, so, 8chan got shut down.
The owner shut it down.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow.
He said, like, yo, it's took it offline.
Let's see. How many stemmed from there? Like, a lot, right? Isn't that the place that they all post their manifestos?
Yeah, there's like a few people that have posted on there. I can't remember which exact shooters, but they're.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm glad he did that, though.
Yeah, I think to my last point on it, I think the most change is going to come from us. Not the government, you know, if there's ways that we can look out for each other. I think the one point, though, is like Donald Trump's like hyping up this hatred towards other races. And I think this is what it shows. Like, we can't do that. We have to start loving each other, man.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you, man. Hey, man, we do love you, bro. I think, man, like so far, so good. Hey, I kind of want switching topics completely.
Switching topics.
Let's get out of here.
I kind of want to. I don't want to prank call my dad.
Woo! Hey, boy, JP, coming at you.
Wait, what was that?
GP.
Hey, boy, JP, coming at you.
JP, coming at you.
Hey, buddy, JP, coming at you.
Is he still on a road trip right now?
I don't know, but I have his number dialed here on my phone, of course, with *67.
Oh, clutch.
So what do you want to do?
You got any input on who he could be? Like, does GP owe anyone money? Is there, like, a dealership
So he's always concerned about Jake. So I'm wondering if he could call acting as, like, a...
Police Department Calabasas.
Hi, my name is Officer Mendez of the Police Department. Just looking for Mr. Greg Paul.
Oh, my God, dude. The Calabasas Police Department
calling for
you better get the rest of your story set
and say,
we have your son here. We have your son here.
We have your son here.
What did Jake do this time? What if he
What if he ordered an army?
I'm nervous.
Of...
You kidding me?
What if it's Greg is gonna reach the phone and strangle Vincent Marcus? I'm awesome.
We've got Jake and his wife Tana here. They had a domestic dispute last night at the house.
I don't know about joking about that. Yeah. What about this, bro?
He spun out his Lamborghini on the highway. He was going about a
I don't
want
to break his. I want to get him mad. I don't want to make him worried. And here's how we're gonna do it. I think. We say Jake ordered an exotic big cat, a cheetah, and it escaped while in his possession.
Did you know the answer to this the whole time?
What? No.
I just came up with it. No, that was really good.
Yeah, man. He's got to answer now because there's a lot of pressure.
Wow. Okay, yeah, I got
to
do it. So
Hold the phone next to
Can you come up with a cat
so
name?
The number doesn't show.
I think you can hold it. Yeah, he can hear it.
I got it.
Okay, all right.
On the mic.
All right. Yeah.
No, but I got to talk to the phone. I can hold it here.
Yep, you're right.
All right. Wait.
Use like
the cat should have a name.
Sri Lankan, expanded Sri Lankan Bengal cat or something like that.
Should we say we got
the cat?
Whose name is Echo?
Echo.
We got the cat. We've been unable to locate your son. No.
You hear it?
I'm dying. Well, that's fucking.
What the fuck, dude? You want to try with Pam?
Yeah, can I use someone else's phone?
Yeah, I'll try again.
I think I've made a severe and continuous lapse in judgment.
We can cut around this.
Sophus Remendez of the Calabasas Police Department, sir.
That's good.
Looking for Mr.
That's
Jake
real
Paul.
Good. That's real good, dude.
Should I call my mom?
No, yeah. go to GP again one more time.
Here, buddy. Hey, guys, tip, 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 come here.
All ready?
It's gone. It's gone.
My mother.
Your call has...
Are you fucking bro?
Dude, what if you had a Bengal tiger escape? And
no
you
way.
Wanted to call your parents, dude.
Is it maybe because they're in my contacts?
Maybe.
Can I use someone else?
He might have hung up, too, because it's coming from an unknown caller.
Yeah, that's true. He's probably, like, savvy enough to be like, I'm not answering that shit.
Yeah. Right?
You know?
Yo, what if you call and you're like, yo, I'm at Calabasas Police Department, and I have Officer Sanchez here, and he needs to talk to you. That might work.
Wait, one of us does not have GP. Does not have all of our numbers saved in here. Can we use
no? Because you can. Because you can.
Hey,
actually,
Mac, does GP have your number?
Brad, how about you? Brad, can we get your? Oh, or Andre, there we go.
Yeah, but isn't it going to say Michigan when they call?
Yeah, you
think
GP
won't? We'll skip that over that.
Brad, do you have a California number?
Oh,
damn.
San Diego.
Oh, that's
San Diego.
Perfect.
Let's go. Maybe go with the San Diego. Oh,
San Diego Police.
San Diego Metro Police Department.
Hey,
Metropolitan City.
I hate to do this. Can I borrow your face? What?
Can I borrow your face?
Just all fives? That's the best you got?
Well, Vincent Marcus.
Well,
now
we got to change your passcode now because.
All right, here we go.
The low gang.
Ah, damn. All
right.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
His phone must be off.
Are you fucking shitting me?
Dylan had the same reaction. Dylan gets fooled by his voice message. Yeah. Wait, let me try my mom.
Come on, GP.
Come on now.
Let's go.
Officer Sanchez. Officer Mendoza.
Mendoza's good. Go.
San Diego?
Yeah. Metropolitan San Diego.
Hello.
Hi, it's, may I please speak to the parent of Mr. Jake Paul?
Who is this?
This is Officer Mendoza of the San Diego Police Department. I need to speak to someone here.
What are you talking about?
We'll have your son, Jake. There's been an incident and he needs you to come down to the station. Are you available?
That's funny because I'm on the other line with Jake. Good luck.
Well, Matt.
Damn it, man.
Fuck! What the fuck, dude? Yo,
what the fuck? Why is Jake talking to my mom at 3 p.m. on a Monday?
No. Yo, that was great.
You botched it anyways.
I did.
Ever stutters that much.
No,
yo,
I did.
You're like, hi, this is...
No, I know. I fucked up a little bit. Because I was like, wait, San Diego Municipal... I tried to say municipal and be nervous at the same time. Fuck that up.
Municipal?
You still created an amazing impulse.
No, but that was really good.
That was awesome.
I'm on the other line with Jake.
Fuck you.
Should I let her know that it was us, or just wait till the episode comes out? No, I'm sorry, Mom. We're going to just let this one ride
not
out.
Not only that, but do you know how many those kind of calls she gets per day?
I bet.
She's so used to that shit, dude. Not that many?
Nah. She answered.
Yeah.
Why is Jake on the phone with Mom at 3 p.m. on a Monday? I don't understand.
You know what we should have done? We should have had commotion in here like it was a station. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
thank you for calling 911.
Look out!
Hey, can you do Shane Dawson?
Yes. I can.
Can I talk to Shane Dawson? I've been wanting to talk to him.
Oh, okay. Well. So, okay. Logan, since the you are labeled as a ex-controversial person. Yes. Right. Okay.
But that's Shane.
Do you think Shane's gonna get offended? Do you think people like to be impersonated?
No, I reached out to him. He was like totally cool with it. He retweeted it and everything.
Really?
Yeah, he was great.
Oh. Can you do him being shocked by something that shouldn't shock you?
Wait. Oh my God.
Like the toaster comes up from the toaster too fast.
Yeah, he gets like, he has like these facial mannerisms where he's just like, it's so funny.
Yo,
it's so funny to watch him.
You can do accents too, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite accent?
Could you do Staten Island?
I love doing Australian. I love speaking like from
Australian
land down under.
Great person. My friend, Manny Matthews, right?
Manny Matthews, is she Australian?
No, she's not Australian, mate. No, you've met Manny before, you know, right? Her husband now is an Australian guy. His name's Murph.
Sounds like a great guy.
Murph.
A great name to
Stephen
be in
Murphy.
Australia.
Yeah. Great guy.
Yeah, watch out for the great whites.
Yeah. Every time I say hello to Manny, now I say hello. And she says hello back.
Your Australian accent's sick.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, that's really solid. Do you actually any like voiceover work in Hollywood?
Trying to, bro. I literally just moved here. Diego. Yeah, I was in San Diego. I moved here like last week. So need to get signed quick.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
it's expensive. Are you with an agency?
No voiceover agency. Not yet.
Would you want to be a fruit fighter pilot by any chance?
A fruit fighter? Please elaborate.
I can't even talk about this. Probably sign some shit, but I'm gonna do it anyways. I'm reading to be a fruit.
You're doing great.
Thank you so much. I'm reading to be a fruit fighter pilot who is fighting against the evil vegetables because they want to put the fruits into concentrate camps.
Oh.
I actually don't even know if that makes it, dude, because I probably am not supposed to talk about this. But that said, I'm sure they could use some more fruit voices.
Did you sign an NDA?
I didn't sign shit.
Fuck it, dude.
Fuck it, bro.
Yo, but I'm the lemon, bro. This is the write-up on him. The lemon for Mike. He's a bit of a sour guy, kind of grumpy. Mad that he's not the head of the like organization.
That's you, dude.
Like, this is fucking me, dude.
That's you.
That is Mike, man.
Can you do New York? Oh shit. Oh fuck.
I mean, what's fucking good? You see what I'm saying? It comes through the computer now. You see what I'm saying?
Can you do New York, guys?
I can. Maybe like an old school type of mafia guy person. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna kill you, bury your body, all that type of guy. You know what I'm saying? This, like a Joe Pesci kind of fucking mafia person. Yeah. Or like if I was maybe like New York cup of coffee, like that kind of like.
You ever use your superpower to get out of something or like in something?
Like pants.
Pants. Do I ever use my superpowers to get in my pants?
No, not your pants.
Thanks, Impulsive.
Maybe a cop pulls you over and like we know for some reason this cop likes he is a James Charles fan, so suddenly like you pretend to be James Charles.
Excuse me, officer, you look like a James Charles
fan.
Like
he comes over with a palette, a makeup palette, James Charles palette. For some reason,
like, officer,
this happens,
I know
believe
you're
it or
probably
not.
A James Charles fan,
happens more than you think.
Yeah,
it does.
No, actually hasn't gotten me into. I'm a pretty good boy, you know.
Have really? We
got, yeah, dude. Pretty. I'm a pretty good boy.
That must be nice.
Bro. Never got locked up?
Nope. Not yet.
You ever speed?
I sped a couple times in high school.
You ever do speed?
In high school.
High school was awesome.
No, I haven't done speed yet, though.
Probably shouldn't, bro.
That's
one I'd probably skip. That one math, like that kind of shit.
Yeah, dude, but never had to give... I mean, the only thing I've ever done is probably just get rid of crank calls or get like people that are
get rid of them.
Yeah, I'll just pretend to be this like really
the telemarketers.
Yeah, I'll be this like old 90-year-old man and just like fuck with them. But
yeah, who is it?
Let's practice one. Ready? Hello, I see that the warranty on your 1992 Volkswagen Passat is about to end, and I'd like to extend it. Would you be happy to hear about our services?
Do what?
Sir, your the warranty, the extended warranty on your 1992 Volkswagen.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Hi,
I see, bro. No, you've already it's done. Like that.
Yeah, I already went all
up. Yeah, exactly.
It's just
so I'll just fuck with them, dude. And it's a hobby of mine too. Like I'll just like mess with the telemarketers.
Imagine that job? Like, shout out to any telemarketers watching this show. You are a better fucking man than
No, there's a difference between telemarketers and scammers, though.
Yeah.
The scammers are like, oh, yeah, well, are you still driving this car? No. Okay, well, let me tell you about this car. That's a telemarketer, right? But the people that are like, oh, yeah, your social security card's been compromised. Stay on the line. Yeah, dude. Like,
the best is the ones that just hang up, too.
I've
been getting those.
My favorite one is when they call, hello, sir. We have a way where you can lower your monthly electric cost by simply applying solar panels to your roof. And I go, ma'am, I'll be honest. I live in a shoebox, an apartment sized shoebox. And it's just like this.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like,
as soon as they find out they can't suck
sell
value.
You sucked. Exactly. I'm like, I don't manage the fucking roof here. Like I just live in a little fucking box.
Yo,
dude.
I admire that level of savagery though. Like to just like no bullshit.
Yeah.
If you don't, you ain't helping them like on some extreme sociopathic vibes. Like,
yeah.
Have you, what did you want to do when you were growing up? Like, I'm sure you had like when Vine came out, did you have a job?
Yeah, dude. I was selling cars.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you practice voices on?
Oh yeah. I would do calls. My job was internet sales as a telemarketer. I would do cold calls, bro.
That is ironic.
So exactly. And I would use a British accent to get more sales. For sure.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Or just like a Johnny Ive. You know Johnny Ive?
Yeah, of course.
Like, yeah, of course. You know, if you want to subscribe to, or like, you know, we can get you in a nice Cadillac if you'd like. Like those kind of voices. Yeah.
Well, there's a higher conversion rate.
It was pretty high. Oh, yeah, it's pretty high because if you have that voice, you know what you're talking about.
Hell yeah. Can you imagine a Texas guy calling you to sell you something? You're like, listen, man, I don't want any of this shit.
Yeah,
and like, then he calls back or somebody calls back. It's a British guy.
I'm sorry, sir. The guy who you were speaking with is new. My name is Phil. I'm going to take care of you from now on.
I believe you.
My money.
I stop you and I start reading my credit card numbers.
Yeah.
Immediately. Dude.
The British accent does indeed make people sound more intelligent. It makes me want to listen.
Jay Shetty's got a sexy voice.
I was at the Facebook HQ party thing that he was at and I was listening to his voice and I was like, I can do that voice for sure. Yeah.
Not to like offend the Brits. Fuck you, KSI, of course, exception. I hope to God I offend you deeply often.
Please. We don't like KSI, right?
We don't like KSI. Yeah. But there are some words that they'll use that like invert my penis, if I'm being honest. I was just in London for a couple of days and got to spend some time with some London girls. And they would use the word knickers. Knickers?
Like pants.
Underwear. Like, I've lost me knickers.
Do not like the word or do you think it's like skating on thin ice?
It's just... Okay. Oh, no.
So tell us, Logan, why don't you like knickers?
Yeah, like, are you, like, when you tell hear us. That, are you like, yo, I am so fucking close to another controversy.
Now that I'm saying it aloud, I see. But no, beforehand, I'm just like, the word, like, I don't know why, like, under, like, it's, I prefer, like, panties or underwear, just like,
no, I get it.
I'll
give you another one. Buggered.
That type of accent, right? That's like Michael Caine accent, the butler from Batman, right? Yes. It's like a Cockney type of accent.
Yes.
Right. You see that. And so like when you're doing that, you chuffed the bitch, mate. You're going crazy. It's a Bobby in the lowering over there.
I like this one.
This one's amazing.
Yeah. This one's great.
This one is like the movie Rock and Rolla with Gerard Butler. See, like Gerard Butler, his shit's dope, dude.
Isn't it England where they just skipped any classy term for bathroom and they just say toilet?
The loo, the toilet.
Oh, okay. Like, where's the toilet?
I like when Hayden says he'll be working in the garage.
The garage. Yeah. We're in the garage.
I'm actually a fan of that one.
But also the buggered.
Buggered.
And bugger in general, just like, oh, you feisty little bugger.
Bugger. Yeah, he's kind of an Australian.
My foot is buggered.
Right.
Yeah, that's going on. I think you went Australian. Well,
I always it's hard.
It's tough. How do you do it? How do you differentiate?
So like when you say, for instance, you drag out the R's in an Australian accent, so you say hello.
Hello.
You say hill and the letter R. Hillar.
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 See? Hello,
is that how Cardi is that how Cardi?
No, that was good.
Is that how Cardi does it too?
Cardi
B.
Cardi B? Yeah, is she like, Australian? I'm missing.
She's just like alert.
Oh god. I was like, I'm missing the connection.
Hello.
No, like, I don't know. I can't do Cardi. I have a friend who does Cardi really
well. Jay-Z down?
A little bit. Jay-Z, I don't do like the, yep, it's your boy. I don't, like, I could do that, but I like conversational Jay-Z, the kind that's like, yo, talking about, like, getting in if you, like, the conversational back and forth, like, Beyonce, all that. I mean, yeah, like, that guy, I like that.
Respect.
Yeah, and then it's so close to Pitbull, too, because Pitbull is like, Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide. So, like, it's the same.
You ever done?
Thing.
You ever done one of these impressions for?
Oh my god!
For the guys,
that's a terrible screen grab.
Yo,
I'm sorry. I'll play. There's some quick impressions. Your vines, actually, that you made that you first blew up on. That I'm gonna play now.
Hurry, old buddy, old pal.
You've had this extra pair of gloves this whole time.
You always been throwing a bit of booze on, have you?
All right, I'm Peter Griffin.
I'm Booth.
This is Herbert,
and we just want to thank y'all for all the followers. Here wow. you go.
Yes.
That was old school me, dude.
Can you do some more of that guy?
You're different now, huh?
Which guy?
Was it Herbert?
Chris. Hey, Chris. Yes.
Oh.
Logan, I've been dreaming about seeing them big old arms of yours. Yes. I done messed myself.
Like that kind of shit.
Herbert's the best guy.
Dude, Herbert was great,
so
man.
So scary. He's like, Chris.
And there's like that one guy, too.
Paper
oh,
boy.
No. The guy that talks like this. What's
oh,
his
yeah,
name?
Yeah. He's
yeah,
hilarious.
He's
yeah,
Bruce.
I forgot
bro, you gotta get a voiceover job. How has it not happened?
Yo, I'm looking, dude. I'm looking.
Do you think a big part of that is not living in LA?
Yes. So yeah, where I'm here now, I'm gonna
have
start.
You reached out to any agencies?
So I was with UTA for a bit, and then I didn't. There was like a falling out with management and things like that.
Oh.
And then.
Physical falling out, like they fell off.
Yeah,
something?
They fell out.
Oh,
they
shit.
Just fell out. I was at a meeting. They just whatever
just
fell
off
out.
The collapsed. Side of like a patio or something.
Yeah. I hate to see people topple, man.
Yeah,
it's not fun.
Okay, listen. I had a
Alyssa's segment.
Oh,
I love these sounds. This is a Can I just say something? This yeah. is fucking nice.
Yeah,
dude.
Crazy. Right?
This is great.
Yeah, it's not. It's nothing.
I mean, it is the number
okay,
one podcast
show
in the
off.
World, man. Like,
it's nothing.
It's the number one podcast in the world, right?
Yeah.
Why would I make that up?
By the way, there's been just more and more debate over this shit. And I'm to be honest, I'm not willing to have this fucking debate with anybody. Okay,
no debate.
Because here's the thing: science. They try to base it on data and shit. Like,
you're dude, what do numbers even mean?
No,
bro?
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, this is a sentiment thing. Customer fucking satisfaction rating, dog.
Customer,
like, look at, if you're watching the show right now, you're probably satisfied. Maybe not at this moment because I'm on a fucking rampage. Fucking tangent.
We do have a segment, though, for you, bro.
Uh-oh.
It's called Improv Impressions. I want to give you a celebrity and a scenario.
Okay.
Did my producer prep you on this, or have you never heard of these or seen these?
No, do you know who we are?
No, I got it.
Do you know who I am?
I do. I think so.
Fuck yeah. All right. Improv impressions. Eminem has the talk with his daughter's boyfriend.
Haley, come here. Sit down. Hey, what's your name?
Jim.
Travis? Oh. Jim, nice to meet you. Hey. Next time you want to fuck with my daughter, don't. That's it. That's all
I feel like he's definitely had said those exact
yeah,
words
right?
before.
Yo, but imagine meeting Eminem though as like the dad, right? Like the dad who's gonna
I know a friend from back home in Michigan who dated Haley.
I remember you telling me this.
Yeah. And he told me how intimidated they might be. Do you know him?
Wait, yes. Who is it? I know who you're talking about.
I don't remember. I don't know if they're still dating, but he said it was like the scariest thing.
Like, imagine Thanksgiving. Sure, you know what I mean? You passed the gravy, bitch.
He said he's just super quiet and like, whoa. Kinda, like looks at you.
Whoa.
Well, let's be honest. I'd be more scared if it was 50 as the dad.
Man, what's up, man? Y'all know who it is, man. Shit. That's 50 Cent. He just talks through his teeth. Shouldn't have put me in the club. That's it.
There's a lot of big celebrities I'd probably be like terrified to meet. Like imagine dating The Rock's daughter, dog, and you have to come home and like,
whew. Okay, sit down. Okay. I don't know if I'm buying that one.
I don't even know if I'm buying that one.
No, I'm not selling it. I'm not selling it. That's not for sale.
All right. Michael Caine negotiates with the prostitute.
Okay, so I'll show you here, sweetheart. Okay, so. So I'll show you. Okay, is it possible that I can get a tofu one with your friend? That's okay. Do you provide oral sex or is it just...
Oh, no.
That's okay.
Again, I just feel like that has exited his mouth. 100%.
No, miss.
Family Guy? Simpsons?
Yeah.
That's how you popped off on Vine, yeah?
Yeah. When I started doing the Family Guy stuff, when I hit the popular page on Vine.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, great page. Great place to be.
Great
Homer
place.
Argues with Stewie over a parking spot.
Oh, yes. So, yes. Yellow man, I parked here first. My tricycle gets the right of way, so I think you should take your stuff back to Springfield.
Yes, well, Stewie, we've talked about this. Homer J. Simpson has the spot.
Woo!
Yes.
So.
Damn, all right, that's
phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Okay.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yo, how much does... getting in your body help you do the voice? Because like you physically shift.
Well, I shifted because I didn't want to go woo into that.
No, I'm saying like when you did Stewie.
Oh, so yes, I just sort of impersonate his head when he goes like this. So he always turns his head
he does, like that.
So
I just have to embody the character.
Yeah,
I guess.
I see. All right, Gordon Ramsay teaches kindergarten.
Okay,
one of my favorite grades.
Okay, first, everyone gather around in a circle. First and foremost. Fuck you.
That was great.
Okay. ABCs. Go.
A, B, D.
Fuck off!
Dude, like, he just describes things so, like,
water. Beautiful. Amazing. Gorgeous. Wow.
Yo, I actually love Gordon Ramsay.
Christ.
You know he's
popping on YouTube.
Mad popping on YouTube.
Yo,
like,
really?
He, you put him in a video, 10 plus million views guaranteed.
Really? I'm obviously plant-based. I watched him make a video about how to make a burger just because it was Gordon Ramsay. I wanted to check it out. And I watched the whole video. It was just entertaining.
Bro, 11 million
It was this
subs?
One. I watched that.
Wow, dude.
10 million subscriber burger recipe. 12 million views.
Famous burger right now. Amazing. Gorgeous.
Is Guy Fieri getting those types of views?
Hell no, bro.
Because I always see Guy Fieri at the club.
Always.
It's always, you know, there's weird
people. You see
people
Guy Fieri at
the club? You know how there's always that one person that you're like, damn, I would never see this dude at the club.
You
see that Avenue just going nuts, bro.
Oh my God. 42 million.
Fit with a fucking ad.
Shout out Lord DIY.
DIY is on
Shout
the best
Lord
by
DIY.
Ad. Incredible. But yeah, 42 million views. Gordon Ramsay eating hot wings. You know what I think it is? I think it's he had that crazy like in your face personality on his reality cooking shows, and then when you got to know him a little more, he's actually like a multifaceted dude who can be like sweet and insightful and kind and well spoken. So he's definitely a man. Shout out Gordon Ramsay.
Why does it look like his head's about to explode?
I think it is on this video. I'll play it for a second, but
it's a color.
Is there a toilet nearby quickly? Do you mind? I've got to go for a piss. Hey, is it nearby?
There is. Right into the green room. Right into the green room.
That's the Hot Wing show.
Wow. Yeah.
Shit. I want to do that one day.
You should. But I realize now hearing that voice, he's more like up here than he is like, than I was doing it. I was like, it's about here, down here.
But maybe that's because he just ate like 42 Hot Wings.
Do you have a toilet? It's very like, do you have a toilet?
Hey, can you sing?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, a little bit. I don't do like professional singing. Like, I'm a singer, but I can do parodies of country songs and stuff. So that's what
I see.
I do like rap parodies of country songs.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you be Bart Baker? Like make like parody songs.
I should do that.
You should just do music in general because it's so, right now, like anybody can do music.
So we are.
So many like YouTubers, then they're just like, yo, I'm gonna drop a single.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yo, I'm so close to dropping my first fucking single. Bro, you have no idea, dude.
I need a producer, dude.
I'm about to be that.
No,
person,
but you're
dog.
Good. That's different. You're actually good, and you and
yeah, even, but like even, still, but still, bro, it's like I still I'm gonna be that. Yeah,
at first.
I will say this right now. I'll say it again. Once that really pop. Music is the scariest thing I've ever done in my life, by far the scariest.
Really? Scary in a good way, or like, scary in like a out of your comfort zone?
Way out of my comfort zone. The most out of my comfort zone I've ever been.
Wow,
it's terrifying.
And you also you have like a bit of a
a cheat code too, because you literally just went straight to working with like the top people in the fucking world.
Yeah,
so like most YouTubers are like, well, yeah, I found my buddy Milton from Milwaukee. He came to me, he made a track for me in the garage really quick, and that shit pops. And it doesn't pop, dude. It makes me want to pop my head off, and throw in a sewer drain somewhere. But like his shit, dude, like he's like
so descriptive.
He's like, dude, I'm gonna make a song. And I'm like, oh, who's producing? He's like, I'm like, no, seriously. He's like, Avicii's team is doing it.
Okay.
I'm just like, oh, all right. Well, that's probably gonna be a banger, dude. He just
I did get lucky. Yeah.
Well, you're also just rich and shit and have like a lot of clout and fucking famous, dude.
Yeah, network is large. There's few of us, you know? Yeah. So few of us.
All right, listen, bro. I want to go to the audio only version of this. I find that oddly really appropriate for what you do.
Sure.
It's basically like this podcast, but just audio only to incentivize the listeners to go listen on Spotify and iTunes.
Oh, so they can't see us right now?
They can see us now.
Oh, they can see us now. Oh, okay.
But we're about to go to audio only.
Okay.
So Vincent Marcus, bro, thanks for coming on Impulsive.
Oh, well, thanks, dude.
Of course.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. They can find you on Instagram at @easyvincentmarcus.
Yeah.
And let's get you to 600K. I'm looking at right now. You're 591.
Yeah, dude.
We'll get you 600K.
I just followed you. So 591.1.
Yeah.
Why don't we do like an incentive of some sort? To the 600,000 follower, Logan's going to fucking tweet at you.
Logan will tweet at you, right?
I don't know. Audio only right now on Spotify and iTunes. We love you. Hit that subscribe button. Thank you for listening to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Take it easy, fam.
Peace.
I love that's how we opened.
Yeah.
You okay? You dying?
Yeah, I'm not feeling so.
Hey, how old are you, Vincent Marcus?
I am 31 years old.
Wow. Mike's older than you.
Wow.
31 years young.
Yeah.
31's young.
31 is
young. 31
Every
is young.
Every age is young, because if you think about it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a mindset.
It just kind of phases out.
It's just your mindset, dog.
It's true, man.
So I'm 12.
Are 12, bro.
Is there an age? I talked about this the other day with my comrades. Is there an age where you definitely start dying? Like you're no longer developing and growing. I think it's 26 for males. 25, 26
is when your brain becomes fully developed.
Bro, but aren't we all dying like when we're born?
That's the question. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I think you're
living and growing until you're like.
It probably has to do with metabolism.
By the way, what are you talking about? Of course, you're living and growing every day until you die.
No,
mentally, you're learning new things.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So
when brain development and growth stops,
yes.
And then you start to decline health wise.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
25, 26, maybe? Because 25 is when the brain stops developing. Is that correct? Is it around that time? It stops developing. The frontal.
I think it's when it becomes fully developed.
Frontal lobe develops at 25.
What if your brain never stops developing and you just your head explodes?
And you're just a cyborg.
Yeah, robot.
I think a lot of it comes down to the individual. I think it comes down to, you know, like healthy habits, mindset.
Yeah.
You know, your outlook on life. Like, I don't think you can give it like a standard.
How long are you going to live, Spence?
I actually took a Blue Zones quiz. You can take it online to see how long you'll live. I think I was like 95.
Wait. Yeah, I'm right here.
You like basically plug in all your information. Obviously, it's not going to be 100% accurate.
No
at
shit,
60,
man.
I could get hit by a sniper.
You're going to hit by a car tomorrow.
Random sniper.
Hit by a sniper like a gun?
No,
like,
hit by him in a car. Like he's
like a sniper.
He happens to be a sniper driving in the car, and then he gets
a sniper rifle.
Oh,
I plan on going into dangerous areas in my 60s.
Okay.
So,
imagine you just walk out of fucking internet cafe after you take the Blue Chew zone quiz, and you fucking they're like, "Oh, I'm going to 92," and you're running out with your results, and you just get hit by a man on a unicycle.
Well, you said Blue Chew quiz, right?
Well, I just throw the sponsors in randomly.
What is it called?
Yeah, the Blue Zones. So they identify
the totally inaccurate test. What is that called?
So the Blue Zones, they figured out that there's these five areas in the world where people live the longest. And so they identified like what characteristics go into these communities.
Okay.
And so they found that communities with a strong spiritual practice, communities where people had a sense of purpose, lived longer. So it wasn't just food. It wasn't, you know, geographical location. It was.
Do you think if say you, for example, you got 95 and like some horrific accident happens at, I'll put you at 52. It looks like you're on your way out and you're about to die and you go, wait, no,
but my blue zone quiz.
And like, I'd save this guy.
Do you think life would be like, oh, true.
The doctor's like, true. My gosh, a blue zone quiz.
Wait, and also, if you notice, Spencer.
Well, that's a whole different, you know, side of things, but go ahead.
If you notice that living in a community with a purpose and it's proven will make you live longer, then why the fuck did you move out of our house?
Oh my God.
Because to be honest with you, we're a fucking community with a fucking purpose, Spencer. Yeah. And now you moved into a flat in freaking Venice. Over on by rodents.
Yeah, by the way,
Santa Monica is incredible.
With some random girl.
It's phenomenal.
With some random girl that you just met yesterday. Like, we're your best friend.
What are you trying to do? Barely living in a relationship? What's wrong with you, bro?
I'm out, guys. I'm out.
Vincent, do you live with your girlfriend?
I do.
Oh!
4 years.
Okay.
When are you going to ask her to marry you, bro? You good?
Bro, just give it some time.
It's been time. It's been 4 years.
No, I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
We're on audio only so the audience can't see us. But your girl's she's giving me eyes like, yo, wow. Like what's good? Like, what's fucking
wait,
good,
she's
bro?
She's giving you eyes like
she's
what?
Looking when's at her watch. She doesn't have on.
She didn't have a watch.
Buy her a watch yet.
Do you want to fuck Logan, babe?
No, you can't say that.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you can come back with that, but I can't come. So I can't finish it. I can't slam dunk.
You can't slam dunk, bro. You can't slam dunk. These are alley oops only.
Right.
And this, I'm telling you right now. Turn the cameras on and propose to your girlfriend.
Can you do Keanu Reeves impressions?
Whoa.
That's can it. You do Keanu Reeves proposing now? Okay.
No.
Yo, have you seen the video of Keanu Reeves' voice changing throughout his career? It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
He's a very interesting man.
You look kind of like Keanu Reeves, which is why I think you should get a good...
Have you guys seen the videos of Keanu Reeves, like, just chilling on a subway?
Oh, yeah. And giving up his seat and shit? Yeah. Listen.
When we hit somebody, we do it as the brotherhood.
I guess what I'm trying to say is...
So this is 1988.
I can handle it.
1989.
All we are is dust in the wind.
Okay,
dude.
But wait. Now listen. Let's go to John Wick.
Alive, and you're not in the box.
Until that dog arrived on my doorstep.
What's going on here?
In that moment, I received some semblance of hope.
Age.
Is that it?
Age,
and I think also culture of the time. There was like a specific. Way like go back and listen
right.
to people in like the 20s.
You're right.
You know, the way they spoke was just ridiculous.
It was just like the radios, but like back in the day, 1920s, 40s, and 50s. That whole type of era, they were selling things very fast. Right?
Can you imagine all of us still talking?
God,
go down to your local Sears store to buy more radio silence
to get more Blue Chew.
Fine, get more Blue Chew.
And tonight, H.G. Wells is presenting the Battle of the World, the War of the Worlds. Yes.
Yo, I got a question. I think like when I hear that, I'm like, I can't help but think. Almost like same mindset I have when like I think babies are stupid, like they just are. Like I think like people who talked like that back in the day, like y'all kind of just sound fucking dumb, bro. So do you think in like 50 years they'll listen to us and be like, yo, they sound dumb? Like how can voice change?
Spencer's gonna have a different answer on this than I am. My answer is that actually the people in the 1920s would listen to us now and be like, these dudes sound stupid as fuck.
But also fuck them because they just had women's suffrage and just invented sliced bread. They're morons, no, clearly.
But
they're fucking idiots,
yeah, but
bro.
What I'm saying is if they didn't do it, what makes you think we would have? All we care about is fucking like Kim K's sex tape and shit, bro.
That's all we care about.
Yeah, they were a lot classier back then.
For sure.
But they were still savages, bro.
I did see that. Mac and cheese is added to Chick-fil-A. Wow.
And we're about to get a Chick-fil-A down the street.
On the corner. Yeah.
Chick-fil-A. You can get to Mac and cheese at Chick-fil-A.
Do you drink booze?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too much, though.
You ever taken 3 months off?
Sometimes. I don't drink very often, dude. Like, maybe once in a couple weeks, I'll have a beer.
Anna seems like more of a drinker.
How do you figure that?
I'm just completely lying. I just said it.
I bet she likes to drink.
Looks like a party slut.
Like wine, though.
Baby, you're not a slut. I love you. You're my rib. You're my life.
You're my rib.
Hey, baby, you're my rib. You're my love, and I love you. I love you. You're my rib.
What the fuck? I've never heard that.
All right. Those little interjections, like whatever, there's like buttons you push.
The soundboard.
That's dope. I like that.
I love the Homer noise that you make. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got Homer and Stewie down pat, dude.
Stewie Griffin. Griffin.
Can you say Cool Whip?
Cool Whip.
What, you're saying it like there's an H at the beginning.
Yeah, it's Cool Whip.
Stewie, why are you saying it like that?
That's how it says. Cool Whip.
Cool Whip. Yo, I gotta go eat. I'm starving. I have a music session in an hour. Vincent Marcus, thank you for coming on. Yo,
thanks for having me, dude.
Of course.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We'll see you guys next time. Subscribe. Rate us 5 stars. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.